All right, everyone, buckle up. We're diving headfirst into Service Stack V8.3. And trust me, this isn't your average read the manual kind of update. This is the good stuff, the stuff that will make you want to high-five your monitor.
Seriously, we're talking game-changing features. And the best part, you don't need to be a coding ninja to appreciate them.
We're going to break it all down so you can walk into that next team meeting like you've been coding alongside the Service Stack crew. Because let's be real, who doesn't want to sound like a tech whiz?
And we're not just skimming the surface here. We're going deep beyond those dry release notes to understand why these changes matter.
Okay, so first up, the commands feature. I'll admit, even I did a double take when I saw that.
Yeah, commands, it does sound a bit technical, doesn't it?
A little. So what's the deal? Give it to me straight.
Okay, picture this. You're staring at your code editor, about to write the same chunk of code for like the 100th time. You know, processing payments, sending emails, that kind of thing. It's tedious, right?
Oh, worst.
Well, commands are basically like pre-built code modules for all those common tasks. Like having a toolbox full of ready-to-go solutions.
So instead of reinventing the wheel every time, you've got these little code packages just waiting to be used.
Precisely. And that's just the beginning. It's all about writing cleaner, more efficient code. And because you're reusing these tested modules, it drastically reduces the chance of introducing errors.
Music to any developer's ears.
Yeah.
But hold on, I gotta ask, where does this whole no architecture thing fit in? Doesn't no architecture sound a bit, well, chaotic?
I get where you're coming from. But think of it this way. Sometimes, for simple projects, you don't need all the bells and whistles of a complex architectural pattern.
Like you don't need a blueprint to build a birdhouse, right?
Exactly. No architecture is about keeping things lean and mean when you can. But here's the beauty of Service Stack. When your project grows, when you do need that skyscraper, the commands feature lets you seamlessly transition to more structured patterns without needing a complete overhaul.
So you're telling me I can start simple and scale up without my code base turning into a monster. I'm listening.
Exactly. And that brings us to messaging, which might sound even more intimidating, but trust me, it's all about creating a more robust and scalable system.
Okay, you've piqued my curiosity. Break it down for me.
Imagine a busy restaurant kitchen. Right. You don't want the same person taking orders, cooking, and serving, do you?
Chaos.
Right. That's where messaging comes in. It lets different parts of your application communicate efficiently without creating a tangled mess of dependencies.
So it's like having a well-coordinated team instead of one person trying to do it all.
Spot on. Each part of your application has its own responsibility, and they communicate seamlessly through messages.
So we've got our code base looking like a well-oiled machine with commands and messaging. But what about the data, the fuel that keeps everything running?
Ah, you're talking databases. And Service Stack V8.3 just made things interesting with Squa on the server.
Squilet, that's the super simple database, right? Like the one you find in phones and stuff.
You got it. Super lightweight, easy to set up, no drama, perfect for, like you said, mobile apps or when you just need something straightforward.
But on a server, isn't that kind of like using a bicycle to tow a trailer?
Well, here's the thing. Squa's awesome. But it's designed for single-user scenarios. Put it on a server where you have multiple users all trying to access and change data at the same time.
You're going to have a bad time.
Let's just say it can get a little messy. Data conflicts, crashes, you name it.
Okay, so what's the workaround?
This is where Service Stack gets really clever. They've integrated their background MQ, you know, message queue and MQ command DTOs. Basically, instead of everyone trampling each other to reach the database, all requests get politely queued up.
So it's like having a very organized line at the bank.
Exactly. Each request is processed one by one, preventing any data pileups or crashes. You get the simplicity of Squalite without the concurrency headaches.
Nice. Now, speaking of control and access, let's talk API keys. It feels like they're the unsung heroes of the software world.
And they just got a serious upgrade in V8.3. No longer tied to specific users.
Hold on. You're saying we're giving keys to bots?
In a way, yes. Think machine-to-machine communication. Automated systems chatting away, sharing data securely. No humans needed. Like your inventory management system sending updates directly to your online store.
So it's like giving your software its own little ID badges with clearance levels.
That's a great way to put it. And that's where scopes and features come in. You can fine-tune exactly what each key can access.
Wait, scopes? Like, can't get into the VIP lounge without the right scope?
Precisely. Scopes define the area of access. And features control specific actions within that scope. So you might have a read-only feature within the inventory management scope, for example.
So no accidentally ordering 1,000 rubber chickens at 3 a.m. Got it.
Exactly. It's all about that granular control, which is music to any security-conscious developer's ears.
And the best part? You don't need to be a cryptography wizard to manage it all.
Nope. ServiceStack V8.3 has a built-in UI for API key management. It's like drag drop, done. No more wrestling with command line tools.
User-friendly and secure? What more could you ask for?
Right. But it's not always smooth sailing in the world of software development, is it?
Uh-oh. What curveballs did they run into this time?
Well, RHEL9, that's Red Hat Enterprise Linux 9, decided to shake things up a bit.
I'm sensing a butt coming.
It rolled out some stricter security protocols. Good for everyone in the long run, of course. But it threw a bit of a wrench into ServiceStack's licensing system.
Compatibility issues.
Big time. They basically had to revamp their entire licensing system, regenerate all the keys, stronger encryption, the whole nine yards.
Talk about a headache.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, they tackled it head on, and now everything plays nicely together.
Kudos to the ServiceStack team. But before we get too comfy, didn't this release also address a security vulnerability?
Yes. The XSS vulnerability.
XSS, that's... remind me again.
Cross-site scripting. It's a way for those pesky hackers to sneak malicious code into a website.
Not good.
Not at all. But the good news is it's patched. Fixed up tight in V8.3. So everyone, update those systems. You know, it's easy to focus on the shiny new features, but patching vulnerabilities like that, that's the real MVP move right there.
Absolutely. It might not be as glamorous, but it's crucial for keeping our applications and data safe.
It's like you don't always see the work that goes into reinforcing a building's foundation, but it's what keeps everything standing strong.
Exactly. And that's what I love about these deep dives. We get to appreciate both the flashy stuff and the behind-the-scenes work that makes it all possible.
It's all connected. From those tiny bug fixes to major architectural overhauls, every update plays a role in the evolution of software.
And for developers staying on top of these updates, it's not just about keeping up. It's about finding new and better ways to build amazing things.
So, to everyone listening, think about this. How can you apply what we've discussed today? Maybe it's finally diving into those commands and messaging patterns to streamline your code base. Or maybe it's exploring the revamped API key system to beef up your application security.
Whatever it is, don't be afraid to experiment, to ask questions, and to keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible with software.
Because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, right? Building, innovating, and making a real impact with the code we write.
Absolutely. So go forth and code like the wind. And until next time, happy coding, everyone.